Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day, where we explore timeless wisdom from Islamic teachings and how they guide us in our daily lives. In today's episode, we'll be reflecting on a powerful hadith from Imam Hassan, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him, that offers a beautiful roadmap for leading a balanced, thoughtful life. He's quoted to have said, "The beauty of asking good questions is half of knowledge, or asking well is half of knowledge, and treating people with gentleness is half of wisdom, and having balance in our livelihood is half of what makes life manageable." So isn't that an amazing statement? Imam Mujtaba alayhi salam distills so much wisdom into these simple yet profound words. Today, we're going to reflect on these three powerful pieces of advice and see how they can be applied in our modern lives. Let's start with the first part. Asking well is half of knowledge. In our daily lives, how often do we ask questions that lead us to true understanding? Or are we sometimes just asking questions that serve to confirm what we already believe, or that come from a place of judgment? Good questions are those that open doors to deeper insights. They're not just about gathering information, they're about seeking truth, expanding our minds, and creating opportunities for growth. Whether it's in a conversation with a colleague or a discussion with a friend, or even in our relationship with Allah, asking thoughtful, sincere questions brings us closer to knowledge. I guess in this holy month of Ramadan, one of the best acts of worship would be asking the scholars what we don't know about our beliefs, the ethical teachings, and the rulings of Islam. Next is, he says, treating people with gentleness is half of wisdom. In a world where we're often encouraged to be assertive, bold, and sometimes even combative, this advice stands as a powerful reminder: gentleness. It doesn't mean weakness, it means strength of character. It's about responding with patience, understanding, and empathy, even when faced with challenging situations. And finally, the Imam tells us, having balance in your livelihood is half of what makes life manageable. In our modern world, it's easy to get caught up in the pursuit of wealth, success, and material comfort. We often push ourselves to the limit, thinking that more is always better. But this hadith reminds us that balance is key. It's not about how much we have, but how we manage what we have. So the Imam is calling us to find a balance between work, rest, and spiritual life. When we overwork ourselves, neglecting our health or our relationships, we end up losing the very things that make life meaningful. So as we go about our days, let's try to embody these teachings and find that balance between knowledge, wisdom, and livelihood. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allah. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد